It is unreal.
I just wish I could find some time off, but I don't see how there's any way now.
Well, how long has school been starting?
Just a week. This just makes the second week.
Yeah.
Of course, the first two or three weeks, it's always just, it's unreal. But where I work, I never get caught up. You know, that's, it's not really discouraging because I stay up with it. But, you know, there's just never a break. There's just something coming off all the time. And to stay on top of it, you know, it's just a constant. I mean, from the time I was there this morning until I left at 3:30, it was just a constant grind.
Oh.
And I get awfully tired sometimes.
Yeah. Sue works with that.
The girl's place that I took in March of 73, she was there 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And she said, you know, I've just got to take a rest. She said, I just can't go any. There's really no break, not even through the summer. You know, I'm as busy in the summertime as I am while school's going on. There's just no break at all. And she told me, she said, I have just got to take some time off. She said, I just cannot go on at this pace. And I said, well, I said, you lasted 3 years. I said, I work at it 3 years. And I said, we'll just take turns, you know. I said, I work 3 years, and you come back, and you work 3 years. And I said, we'll give each other a break that way. And her mother was in the office this morning, and I said, is Jean about ready to come back to work? And she said, yeah. She said, she's decided that, you know, she might try to find some work somewhere. And I said, well, tell her if she'll just hang on till the end of this year. I said, she'd take my place and I'll take a rest. Because I said, I don't know whether I can take more than 3 years of this. I said, I know why she had to quit now.
I think I'd be a really good
teacher. Oh.
Teaching school, though, I did 1 year in
Berkeley. Oh, well, I wouldn't even attempt to go into a classroom. No way. That was just never my thing at all. I just never even wanted to even think about going into a classroom. But now, I love the work that I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
I love that. But gosh, I was fixing to say, if I was to, you know, be sick and have to miss 3 or 4 days, I would never get caught up. I would never get caught up.
Well, and then they'd be lost, because they didn't know what to do with you not there, and they'd be,
Well,
the last... Okay. The kind of owl that makes a loud noise is called a...
Hoot owl.
Okay. How about the one that makes a kind of a high pitch?
Hoot owl is the only one that I know.
Okay. How about the tiny bird that drills holes in the trees?
A woodpecker.
Never heard it called a peckerwood?
Oh, sure.
Okay. An animal that's black with a white stripe down its back?
A skunk.
Have you ever heard it called a polecat?
No. Is it sometimes called
a polecat, yeah.
Polecat? I was thinking of that in terms of
a cougar or something.
Right.
Do you know what kind of the general name for the kinds of animals that come and raid hen nests? Wait a minute. Let me go back and just ask you it this way. Do you know?
Is it a coyote?
A coyote is one of the things that does it. Yeah. But this is a general name that for pests.
Well, I wouldn't have ever used it.
You wouldn't?
No.
Okay. Say, how would you say it?
Varmint.
But you wouldn't have used it?
No, huh.
Okay, what about the kind of animal that runs up in a tree with a bushy tail? Sorry for left out that one.
Runs up in trees with a bushy tail?
Collects nuts.
A squirrel.
Right. Do you know more than one type of squirrel?
No.
Okay.